Once Kamakakehau Fernandez discovered the ukulele as a child, there was no turning back. The Nahoku Hanohano Award-winning singer was raised in a strong Hawaiian household in Kahului. He grew up immersed in the culture and gained fluency in the Hawaiian language.
Ina manawa apau a'o ia ke ko'iko'i o ka maupopo ana i kou lahui.
He says he was constantly reminded of the importance of knowing his identity, but the only identity he's ever known has been Native Hawaiian. Fernandez was born African-American in Little Rock, Arkansas. He was adopted by a Native Hawaiian family on Maui when he was just 6 weeks old. Learning that he was adopted didn't change the way he saw himself, but it did change how he saw the world. He says being black in America is like swimming in a sea of sharks. Protests for social justice and the Black Lives Matter movement have forced Fernandez into deep introspection about what it means to be black, adopted, and a son of Hawaii. His journey is the subject of an upcoming documentary called Kamakakehau, The Heart's Desire, which follows the falsetto singer as he traces his roots from Maui to his birthplace in Arkansas and on to the ancestral homeland in West Africa.
His story, I think, is unique, but I think that many of us also see different elements of ourselves in the story.
Imani Artemis Williams is producing the documentary for the Popolo Project, a Hawaiian nonprofit aiming to redefine what it means to be black in the islands.
So what does it mean to be black? Are we black enough? And especially when we've grown up here and so far away from other parts of the diaspora that have more black representation.
Music will play a central role in the film as it has in Fernandez's life. He plans to incorporate signature sounds from his journey into his future music. He says he initially got into music to show appreciation for what he had learned. He never thought music would lead him on this journey of self-discovery. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.